WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
You said you were looking for work. Would you be interested in a job on the Martinez Ranch?
Well, that depends on who runs it.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
National Day of the Cowboy is a time to celebrate those pioneering adventurers and to recognize those still living the much-respected lifestyle. Hard-working, self-sufficient, and true grit cowboys symbolize what ranchers and farmers still provide this country. The cowboy plays a vital role in the economy of the nation and feeding America. Give him a tip of the hat.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I don't want you to trip like I do.
Look, I'm a cowboy. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus.
So if you have a fever, dry cough,
and shortness of breath,
call your healthcare provider before going in.
More info at coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part.
Because we're all
hashtag alone together.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Yeah. We are Sandra, the keyboard cowboys.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get cowboy.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
I have heard the thunder rolling loud across the mountains high, and the wind is singing through the clouds, drifting through the sky. It's the song,
it's the song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail. Seen those yawning canyons, and I climbed the highest peak, and I felt the sun, the wind, the rain upon a carefree cheek. It's the song,
it's the song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Down the canyons, good companions on a mountain trail.
I have seen the works of glory, and I felt the mighty hand of the one who made all this out here and made me what I am. I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar, and the hymn of hymns to the mountain that I'll hear nevermore. It's the song,
it's the song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Timber singing, voices ringing on a mountain trail.
I have seen the works of glory, and I felt the mighty hand of the one who made all this out here and made me what I am. I have heard the timber singing and the mighty rivers roar,
mountain men I'll hear it evermore. It's the song,
it's the song
of the trail,
of the trail.
It's the song of the trail.
Timber singing, horses ringing on a mountain trail. The song of the trail.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always matches some kind of a theme, and it's only here on WMFO in Medford. 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. On this episode, we are celebrating the National Day of the Cowboy, which is this coming Saturday. It's held annually every year on the fourth Sunday of July. Our theme this episode is called Cowboys and Indians of All Kinds, and this being a Tears of the Gods rather than a plastic sushi sound collage, we're going deep with a featured artist. And tonight, that's going to be the world beat group Loop Guru, who are led by two British guys, Sam Dodson and David Muddy Man, who now go by the name of Salman Geeta and Jamood. They mix up Western dance beats with Indian and other Asian styles of music and instruments, and I hope this program's going to give you a good introduction to what they're all about. So, overall, with this theme, we're going to be mixing up some real fun, genuine American Western cowboy music with several Native American Indian artists, as well as a particular modern style of high-energy Asian Indian music called Bhangra, which was developed by musicians from the Punjab region between India and Pakistan, a very contested piece of real estate. So we've got another sound collage party for you that's going to be both fun and educational. Only here on WMFO, Tufts. Freeform community and educational radio. We began the show with a track from the album Saddle Up, The Cowboy Renaissance. That was The Rainsman and Song of the Trail. And then we heard from our featured artists, Loop Guru and Diwana, from their album Amrita, All These and the Japanese Soup Warriors. Got a shout out to Frank Rosano, host of Rosano Radio here on WMFO, Mondays at 10 a.m. And based on his feedback last week, I'm using the same bright, clean Vocaline 6 Pod X3 Live patch for my voice this week that I had accidentally turned on last week. He let me know he thought it sounded better than what I have normally been doing. It's, well, a little brighter and a little cleaner. We've got so much great music for you, including John Trudell, the Bhangra artist Sasha, Tony Furtado, the Scofflaws, Kush Aura, Native American Carlos Nakai, plus even some Ramones, and of course plenty of music from our featured band, Loop Guru. Backing me up right now is Ennio Morricone, a composer of so much great music for so many spaghetti westerns. This piece is called Il Buono, Il Cavo, Il Brutto. It's better known as the theme from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, the original motion picture soundtrack. Coming up next are two sequential pieces from the Native American musician Peter Cater. They're both title tracks from his album How the West Was Lost, Volume 2. The first is the overture, and then will be the seminal version. And then some more cowboy music, some Native Americans, some Loop Guru, and some Bhangra for you here on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, WMFO in Medford.
Thank you. Do not be alarmed.
The western sky, the cowboy is singing, his spurs are a jingling as down the trail he rides. Ooh, 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 ooh. When the cattle bedded and the saddle horse shedded, nothing seems to be wrong. He cast up his eyes to the starlit skies, singing to them this song. Wakes up yawning, making his coffee good and strong. Makes his bed in a roll, down the trail he will stroll. Starts the day with this song. Ride on the range far and wide, he's going home this fall. He don't care what the weather, his heart is light as a feather, and he sings to the cattle this call.
Between the blues, there are good days and bad days, with everything and nothing to lose. While the setting sun never sits, and the night has no limits. The void between freedom and free, dealing with the unnatural reality, a need to see. Need to be grass fire. My DNA needs THC.
Grass fire.
Society been trying to maintain while the sane appear to be clearly insane with no way to explain. Outlasting the great lie, a sparking spark does my mind. Grass fire pulling the sky, breathing in sativa's design. DNA needs THC. Dreaming of long times past, all that those times brought. Looking to the heart of tomorrow. Grass fire in a world that yearns. That's the way this fire burns.
Now you've turned your record over and you're all ready for some more sing time sing along songs.
I'm just a little fellow, but I'll always want to be a cowboy sticking close to the men of Galilee. I want to have a wound up in the gospel story tale and get a lot of people in the Holy. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays. I don't have much to offer him. I'm very small, you see. But I can love my Jesus, and he can still love me. And kinda all I want to do is satisfy my Lord and be the bestest Christian boy in all the whole wide world. I'll be a cowboy, a Christian cowboy. I'll work for Jesus all my days. And on the prairie or in the city, I'll help him round up all the strays.
Yes, I'm sorry. I do not speak English. Okay.
But you were just talking.
Yes, yes. Hot dog, hot dog. Yes, sir. No, sir. Maybe. Okay.
Thank you.
To the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and our theme is called Cowboys and Indians of All Kinds as we celebrate Saturday's National Day of the Cowboy. We began with two pieces from the Native American artist Peter Cater. They were both called How the West Was Lost. First was the overture, and then was the seminal version from his album How the West Was Lost, Volume 2. And then we heard from Tex Owens, A Cattle Call, from an album named that, Cattle Call, Early Cowboy Music and Its Roots. And then our featured artists, Loop Guru, a piece called The Empty Amulet from their album The Fountains of Paradise. Then another Native American artist, John Trudell, Grass Fire from his Hempelenium album. And then we heard a track very kindly provided to me from WMFO's perhaps most controversial DJ ever, Billy Bob Neck. That was A Cowboy for Jesus, performed by an unknown artist. And then we finished things off with an Asian Indian known as Sasha and People of the World from the Bhangra Dimension. Backing me up right now is Ashwin Batish with a track called Cowboys and Indians from his album Sitar Power 2. In the next set, we're going to hear some more authentic cowboy music and then some not so authentic cowboy music from Tony Furtado. We'll hear the Native American flute player R. Carlos Nakai and some more Bhangra with Kush Arora. And we'll finish things off with some Kid Rock here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
cowpoke been riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a-plowing through the ragged skies and up a cloudy draw. The ghost heard in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. Yibbe-yi-oh! Loped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell, a-riding on our reins, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. In the sky.
We're putting that bitch on ice.
breaking, or coffee's a cooking, and there's bread a baking. Roll out, cowboy, come and get it. Get it while she's hot, or I'll throw her out and spit in the skillet.
Thank you. great white father now calls you his brothers, not his children. Because you have shown in your education and in your settled ways of life staunch, manly, worthy qualities of sound character.
Looks like we're...